There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. Two of the three National League division leaders hooked up in Milwaukee in the final game of their four-game series. AP's Chuck Freeman tells us why the glass was ultimately half full for both the Brewers and Dodgers.
The Brewers won the final two games of the series to gain a split in the four-game set, a 6-4 victory in the finale. They overcame a 4-3 deficit with a three-run eighth inning off Dodger reliever Daniel Hudson. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he hopes his young team will learn from this series with the Dodgers.
With the firepower they have against a veteran pitcher who's done well and a bullpen that's pretty darn good, so I think hopefully they grow from it. The young guys realize, wow.
The Brewers are trying to chase down the Dodgers for the second seed in the National League. They got early home runs from Jackson Churio and William Contreras off Dodgers starter Jack Flaherty.
Even with the victory, it was a sour day for the Brewers as they announced that their star outfielder Christian Yelich will undergo season-ending back surgery on Friday. The other National League division leader, the Phillies, clobbered the Nationals 13-3. Weston Wilson became the ninth player in Phillies history to hit for the cycle.
I knew there was a chance if I came back up. I didn't know because we had the lead if I would get in at bat. Some things had to work out for me to get back up. Just try to continue putting solid contact on the ball and hitting balls hard.
The A's and Mets played the longest nine-inning game in the pitch clock era. AP's Dave Ferry condenses the 3-hour and 45-minute affair into 37 seconds.
The A's trailed 5-0 in the third inning before Shea Langeliers and J.J. Bleda led them to a 7-6 win over the Mets. Langeliers reached base five times for the second time in the three-game series, going 3-for-4 with a walk and a hit by pitch. He also scored the go-ahead run in the sixth on a Seth Brown single. Bleda started the comeback with a grand slam in the fourth inning. Jose Quintana gave up the blast.
This game, we have good opportunities to. They give me a really good opportunities to win this game and I can make it.
Mark Vientos homered twice and Luis Torrens hit a two-run single in New York's fifth loss in six games.
The Braves failed to add a game to their lead for the final NL wildcard spot as they were blanked by the Giants 6-0. Logan Webb gave up just four hits and one walk in 7 2/3 shutout innings to help San Francisco remain in contention for that postseason spot.
Every game is you want to win, so it wasn't like an added thing. I think it was I only get to play once every 5 days, so just go out there and try to do my job.
The Orioles moved back into a first-place tie atop the American League East with the Yankees after beating their common rival, the Red Sox. AP's Craig Heist has the details.
Zach Eflin pitched six strong innings while Gunnar Henderson and Cedric Mullins hit home runs as the Orioles beat the Red Sox 5-1 to move into a first-place tie with the Yankees atop the AL East. Eflin improved to 9-7 on the year, but he's 4-0 with the Orioles since coming to Baltimore before the trade deadline from Tampa Bay.
I'm trying to go out and do my job every fifth day, stay in the game as long as I can, give the bullpen a rest, kind of just do my job. Those are things I'm focused on. I'm not necessarily focused on getting approval of everybody. Just go out, play hard, be competitive, and see where it takes me.
Ryan Mountcastle and Colton Cowser had RBI hits for the Orioles. Wilyer Abreu homered for the Red Sox. Nick Pivetta gave up three runs over five innings to take the loss.
The Tigers and Mariners combined for just four hits at Comerica Park. One of them was the difference, as Dave Ferry explains.
Javi Baez belted a two-run homer in the eighth inning as the Tigers beat the Mariners 2-1 to complete a three-game sweep. The Tigers rallied after Bryce Miller held them to two hits and no walks with nine strikeouts over seven innings.
2 weeks in a row, I think I've felt pretty good with all the off-speed. So, started throwing the splitter a little more as the game went on, and it was working.
The homer came off Bobby Munoz, who hadn't allowed a hit in 12 straight outings. Justin Turner brought home Seattle's lone run with a bases-loaded walk in the first.
Obviously unfortunate, not the way we wanted it to go, but got to take it off and bounce back and show up tomorrow and find a way to win.
Victor Robles doubled in the fifth for the M's lone run.
And in a matchup of two franchises originally known as the Washington Senators, the surging Twins topped the fading Rangers 3-2. Bailey Ober gave up two runs in the first to the defending champions, then shut out the Rangers the rest of the way as Minnesota came back.
It feels good to be able to bounce back after giving up two runs in the first and not allow the team to score again. After that happens, that's what your mindset is. That's what your positive self-talk is that's all they're getting.
Coming up the rest of the day in sports, including the return of the WNBA. The WNBA was back in action after a month break for the Olympics and All-Star Game. The New York Liberty, who had the best record in the league when play stopped, clearly wasn't bothered by the long break, routing the Los Angeles Sparks 103-68. Olympic gold medalist Breanna Stewart picked up where she left off in Paris by scoring a game-high 27 points. The Phoenix Mercury, led by their gold medalist Brittany Griner's 23 points and 9 rebounds, overwhelmed the Chicago Sky 85-65. And the Washington Mystics again have the worst record in the league after a 79-68 loss to Minnesota, as gold medalist Nafisa Collier led the Lynx with 27 points and 12 rebounds. The U.S. men's soccer team finally has a new head coach. Gethin Kulbad tells us who will lead the U.S. team at the next World Cup here in North America.
A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Mauricio Pochettino and the U.S. Soccer Federation are working toward a deal for him to be the new men's national team coach. The person said Pochettino has agreed to become the U.S. coach, but no final deal has been reached. Pochettino formerly coached Tottenham, Chelsea, and Paris Saint-Germain. The 52-year-old from Argentina would succeed Greg Berhalter less than 22 months before the Americans host the 2026 World Cup. The USSF declined to comment.
Golf. The FedEx Cup playoffs teed off in Memphis with the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Chris Kirk is the leader by one shot after the first round.
I just feel really physically good and rested. I've had 5 of the last 6 weeks off. I was able to spend a lot of time at home with my family, which was fantastic. And so I feel rested. I feel physically good. I feel mentally, excited to be here. So that's obviously really important for me.
Hideki Matsuyama, without his caddy and coach after their passports were stolen, is one of 3 players in second place. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.